ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a group of law students in the Pacific have started a campaign to take the issue of climate change and human rights all the way to the International Court of Justice in The Hague. They want the court to provide an advisory opinion on whether states have a duty of care when it comes to climate change. It comes as Pacific leaders prepare to gather in Tuvalu next month for the annual Pacific Islands Forum meeting, and the students are lobbying hard for what they say is a climate emergency. And as Evan Wasuka reports, the timing might just work in their favour.
Climate change is never far off the top of the agenda when Pacific leaders meet. Dame Meg Taylor is the Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat.
The focus of this special forum is to seek your views, comments and hopefully endorsement to work towards the development of the Pacific Resilience Facility.
She's talking about Forum Economic Ministers meeting and a proposed fund of up to $500 million to help countries deal with the impacts of climate change and natural hazards. While Pacific countries are united on the climate change front, international opinion is divided, with some observers accusing Australia and the US of dragging their heels when it comes to domestic carbon emissions. A group of law students want to push through the impasse by taking climate change to the highest legal body in the world, the International Court of Justice at The Hague.
It affects our culture. It affects our way of living. The impacts of rising sea level is currently taking away our lands day by day.
24-year-old Solomon Yeo is a law student at the University of South Pacific in Vanuatu. He's also the president of the Pacific Island Students Fighting Climate Change.
We want the court to clarify on what are the duties and obligations of a state in general to protect its current citizens and future generation from the adverse impact of climate change.
Dr. Matthew Scott is at the Raoul Wallenberg Institute of Human Rights and Humanitarian Law at Lund University in Sweden.
I think it offers a unique opportunity to obtain definitive guidance from an internationally recognized authority on the international legal obligations of states to deal with the climate emergency.
Dr. Scott says the timing might prove favorable to the students.
It feels like good timing to initiate such a call and to seek such an opinion because of the momentum that we're seeing with the student strikes around the world. And of course, in light of the increasingly dramatic visible impacts of climate change. I read yesterday about massive fires in the Arctic.
But the path to The Hague will not be an easy one. The students need to get Pacific Island countries to raise the proposal at the UN General Assembly. From there, it can go to the International Court of Justice. Belinda Rikimani is the secretary of the Pacific Island Students Fighting Climate Change.
I want our government to take on board what we're trying to put up, what we're trying to propose. And we want them to see that there's a need, you know, for them to take on board the urgency. We want them to take the urgency to see what we're trying to put, the campaigns that we're making.
An online petition has so far gathered several thousand signatures, and the group will have an audience at one regional event later this month. But the big one is the Pacific Island Forum Leaders meeting in August. Australia's Prime Minister is expected to be there, and Solomon Yeo plans to be as well.
Prior to the PIF meeting in Tuvalu at the moment, and we are doing whatever it takes to get us our organization included inside the CSO meeting as well.
And should the group be successful, Dr. Scott says an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice is an authoritative legal judgment, but it can't compel states to act.
Its power doesn't lie in its enforceability, but in its legal weight as the opinion of the highest court in the international community. So that means that other actors at the domestic or sub-regional level could draw on that opinion to support specific legal claims.